Thanks, Rob. It's a download here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. Coming up a little bit later in the hour, DIY hip-hop artist Mykel DeVille will be here. Talk with him about his big show coming up at First Ward Chop Shop, Wicker Park, part of the Red Bull Sound Select show that is featuring BJ the Chicago Kid. BJ the Chicago Kid, of course, a guest here on the download. He is headlining Mykel DeVille, opening for him. We'll talk about his life in hip-hop growing up on the West Side. We'll talk with the artist, Mykel DeVille. Well, my next guest has taken on a very tough subject, adulting. Yep, when we finally have to make that uncomfortable move from child to adult, there's a lot that goes into that. And one of the first things is recognizing that it's happening. Author Christina Vanko helps us with questions like, what was your first adult move? Christina's was not taking laundry home, right? Or how about, what's in your fridge right now? Or when did you decide to break up like a civilized human being, i.e. ghosting is the worst? The book is called Adultish, and it's the journal workbook that helps you record your highs and lows on the road to the real world. And it's sort of a companion piece to the wildly popular 100 Days of Adulting Instagram project. Christina Vanko is not just an author, but a designer and an illustrator who's been featured in Boing Boing, Design Taxi, Mashable, and other places. She's also behind the Modern Day Snail Mail Project, a viral project that she wrote, that where she wrote out her text in calligraphy back in 2013. She did it for a week. It's a good day. Good to have Christina Vanko in studio. Christina, thanks for being here.
Of course.
All right. So let's talk. Where does this project come from? I mean, you are 28 years old.
Yep.
So I'm assuming this may be a little bit autobiographical in the concept that you are getting ready to for full-fledged adulthood.
Yeah. I mean, like, when I first started the project, I kind of thought about how there are tons of babies books and they have babies first. But
right.
When you really look back on it, other than like your first word and maybe your first step, there's really nothing that's that memorable. But when I thought about it in terms of my own life and adulthood, there are tons of adult firsts that have been a lot more memorable for me. So basically, I took a lot of those into account and kind of created a book out of that, basically.
I mean, it is true. When you go through the workbook, you kind of get the concept that, you know, there are a lot of things that happen that, you know, are isolating as an adult, like in that transition,
right?
Where, you know, and the idea of sort of sharing that experience, you know, for people to actually work inside this workbook, you recognize that there are a lot of things that happen and there is no fanfare for it.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
So let's talk about, you know, adulthood as we know it. I mean, when we think about that transition from being a teenager to an adult, technically an adult to an adult,
mm-hmm.
What goes into that? What do you think is part of the journey that we need to discover to sort of become a full-fledged adult?
Well, there's a lot of responsibility involved. For example, you get out of college, you realize there's a real world out there. There are bills to be paid. You got to get a job to survive. And then there are like other things, like realizing you probably can't own that dog that you see at the pet store, or you can't, I don't know. But there are like plenty of like those little moments that you realize, like, I'm taking a vitamin every day. Wow, this is adulthood. Smile lines, that exists? Am I getting old?
Well, you have in the book, you say there's sort of five conventions to being a grown-up.
Yes.
You say leaving home, completing school, financial independence, marriage, and starting a family. Those are the traditional categories.
Right.
But, I mean, there a lot in the book is not really, is about straying from those traditional
exactly.
things. Because you don't necessarily have to be married to be an adult.
Right.
But these are sort of the conventions.
Right. Like, according to those conventions, I'm only 3/5 adult. But I consider myself pretty adult because I've been living on my own for, 10 years now or 11 years. And there are tons of things that you just can't define by, like, getting married or having a child.
Right.
And a lot of us in, like, the early 20s are kind of in that boat. So,
do you think it changes? I mean, we were talking last week. We had some people in and there was talk about how the median age that people stay at home keeps going up. You know, so I mean, they were saying something in 10 years, the norm will be everyone will stay at home until they're 30.
Right. Like, I think I've heard that we're considered the boomerang generation as well, that they go to college and then we come back to the bird's nest or the parent's nest. And then we go back out into the real world because, I mean, the reality is the job market's kind of hard. So that happens.
Well, I mean, for you writing this book, and I mean, it really does In a way, kind of comes out of that hard job market.
Right.
We were talking about, you had a job, you were laid off from that job, and it gave you an opportunity to actually focus on this book.
Exactly.
How did that come about?
The book?
Yeah.
Yeah. So basically, after writing my first book, I had this idea, noticed a lot of things were happening in my life, and basically pitched the idea of Adultish. And my editor and Penguin Random House, they were really hyped and excited about it. So they basically made my dream of this book come true. So it's really awesome.
Well, as we mentioned, some of the categories, I mean, there's kind of a whimsical approach to this. I mean, mm-hmm. it's funny and reflective, but this journey can be somewhat difficult. I mean, even in your own life, you mm-hmm. know, like the idea of losing a job or having to deal with things that, you know, in your apartment or just in regular day life.
Right. So,
I mean, you can really take a lot of different directions and perspectives when it comes to being an adult.
Right, exactly.
Why did you choose to go with the more whimsical
Just because there are so many hard things that happen, so many struggles, but like I think we forget during those struggle like moments to savor it mm-hmm. because we're just going to laugh back on it. And so going through this book, that's why I included really funny like illustrations, just because there is a sense of humor to life in general, and you might as well laugh about it rather than be angry or sad or have a bad outlook on what had happened in the past.
Christina Vanko is my guest. She's the author of Adultish, a workbook where you can record your highs and lows on the road to the real world. She's also a designer and an illustrator. She did the modern day snail mail project where she wrote out her text and calligraphy for a week, which is really the impetus for this. I mean, there's a point where that project went viral. There was something great about the idea of taking pictures of, you wrote down in calligraphy your answers, you took pictures and then sent those photos on text.
Correct.
But there's something about that grabbed everyone's attention, a lot of articles about that project. And it really led to you becoming an author in the way that the publishing industry is like, who's this?
Right, exactly.
So for you, I mean, I guess the question is, you know, for writing your second book here, do you consider yourself an author first or are you a designer-illustrator first?
I would say designer-illustrator, just because I'm not an author in your traditional sense. I create fun experiences versus like creating a story. But then when you add all these experiences together, I think they create your personal story. So I'd like to think of it that way.
You know, for you, I mean, you've had such a life online, meaning having the viral success of the calligraphy project, but also the 100 Days of Adulting, the Instagram account. You seem to have a good handle on making viral content, if that's the way. Where do you think that comes from? I mean, because it's one thing to come up with the idea, but it's another to execute that idea.
Right. Well, I think a lot of it is just tapping into human truths and figuring out what's relatable with other people and not being afraid to say what's up. Like, a lot of those posts could be kind of embarrassing on my end, but I think there's a way as like a creative that you just kind of figure that you must go with the idea and make it relatable so people could.
Let's read some of these. We'll read some from the Instagram, from the 100 days of adulting, if you want to follow. But you know you're an adult when you drink coffee after dinner.
Mm-hmm. Old people do that.
You know you're an adult when you wear socks that match. Okay. I'm definitely 0 for 2 at this point. I don't do either of those things. You know you're an adult when you don't look at your phone in crosswalks.
Yeah. That's good. It's dangerous.
It's dangerous. This is a good one, too. You know when you're an adult when your stomach can't handle delicious foods.
Yeah, it's sad.
It's sad. This is great. You know when you're an adult when you limit your selfie sharing. You know when you're an adult when you speak up.
Mm-hmm.
That's true. There it is. There's a lot of great stuff here. You know when you're an adult when you fall asleep before midnight. You quit using your .edu email address.
Mm-hmm.
You use a tablecloth.
Yep.
It's good stuff. Christina Vanko is my guest tonight. Her book is Adultish, which is a companion piece to the 100 Days of Adulting Instagram account, which you should follow. She's also a designer and illustrator, and also did the calligraphy project, the Modern Day Snail Mail. Christina, great to meet you. Thanks for coming on the show. And I mean, I guess the last question for you is, do you now fully consider yourself to be an adult?
I mean, I've started taking vitamins every day, so I would consider myself pretty adult-ish.
That's all it is?
Yep.
I love it. Christina, great to meet you.
Of course.